This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Our Lenten readings speak a lot about sin, contrition, forgiveness. As we reflect on these readings, it's as if our mind's eye can see two banners waving across the battlefield of our minds. One is authentic and life-enhancing, the other counterfeit and destructive. On one side, our secular culture holds up the banner that proclaims, "I'm okay, you're okay." Translated, everything is relative. There's no objective truth or morality. I decide what is good and bad for me. So whatever I choose to do is okay, and I can feel good about myself. I don't need to feel guilty. I don't need forgiveness. Well, with that mindset, my brothers and sisters, out goes sin, out goes guilt, and accountability for one's actions. There's no need for contrition or forgiveness. Therefore, there's no need to be saved. Goodbye, Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Savior. Hello, Jesus, nice guy. Not a very pretty sight line from which to view our divine destiny. But many believe this toxic drivel to the peril of their immortal souls. The other banner held up by Holy Mother Church proclaims, "I'm not okay, you're not okay, and that's okay." Translated, we are not perfect, we sin, but because of a loving, redeeming, merciful, and compassionate Lord, we are forgiven and continue to be loved. And that's very okay. Sin essentially boils down to unbridled selfishness, a deliberate choice for the opposite of selfless love for which we were created. In the extreme, such selfish behavior can absolutely reject God and anything He asks. That kind of behavior is mortal and deadens God's life in us. But more often than not, selfish behavior is not radically opposed to God, doesn't kill His life of grace in us, but it does reduce the amount of space God has to work with to increase His presence in our hearts. Venial though such behavior may be, if we do not try to eliminate it, it will gradually make us spiritually paralytic and thwart our advance to intensifying our union with God. The reality is that we are inclined to some degree of selfishness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. At the same time, we also know it's impossible to be perfect. Fortunately, Jesus provides us with a bridging sacrament that's designed to help us out of this inclination to selfish behavior and into a spiritually wholesome way of life. It's the sacrament of reconciliation. Unfortunately, today, I think the sacrament gets a bad rap. This sacrament is not about guilt for guilt's sake. We're not called to be masochistic or unnecessarily scrupulous. Nor is the sacrament about numbers, so many of these, so many of those. Although quantity can demonstrate a pattern of behavior that needs immediate attention. Nope. This sacrament is about an encounter with the person and the power of Jesus Christ. It's about our obtaining His actual grace to accelerate healing in our soul, to give us peace of mind, to eliminate bad habits, to break the bond of mediocrity, to strengthen our will to be better, and most critical of all, to allow the Holy Spirit to inundate us with divine sanctifying grace. The sacrament of reconciliation is about taking stock of where we are and mapping that against the selfless lover God calls us to be, and then resolving to reduce the distance between the two. It's about recalibration, attitude adjustment, and lifestyle change. In a word, it's about conversion. We would do well to go to confession regularly. The actual grace we will receive will sustain us in living the divine life in a secular world literally hell-bent on destroying our souls. There's no middle ground on this battlefield for our minds. We must choose under which banner we will give our allegiance and our lives. This Lent can help us decide. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.